Can you hear me if I don't put the mic on? Is that good enough? Great. Okay, let the knees be soft and bouncing a little bit on the cushion on the floor. Let the shoulders shake. I'm going to put my mask on because there'll be some bigger breathing. Keep going. Okay, tapping the skull. Waking up the skull. The heart needs a good skull to support it. At the temples. Forehead. Back of the head. Right palm to left shoulder, giving it a good old wake up. Down the left arm. To the hand. Stay here until it feels good. And if not, carry on anyway. Left hand. Right shoulder. If there's a spot in the breastbone that wants to be tapped in this way, maybe down the center, maybe at the side, find out. Sides of the ribs. And tap and then opening the arms. Tapping. And tapping the arms. Thank you. love time. A nice tap and a tap. Please sit. So I'd like to offer a guided meditation and a couple of things about it first. So the intention is for kindness, for metta, for friendliness, for being able to come into the world with an eye of friendliness. And we'll start one way round today where we are the subject, we are the object of the gaze of an other, a human other, a more than human other, some other in whose gaze our defenses drop a little bit. So I'll guide us into an imaginative exercise. And a couple of things to say about that. Let it be a play, let it be an experiment. Each of us will be in different places with playing with the imagination and try it out for the 40 minutes. And if it's time to put it to bed at that point, that's fine. And if you find it helpful, then of course you can continue at different times with this exercise. In it, I'm going to suggest that we at times entertain the idea that we are already deeply loved. That we are already can find ourselves in a situation where our defenses can drop. When we are gazed upon with kindness, our defenses drop. Our nervous system relaxes more. We collect more, the samatha, the gathering, happens more easily. And it conduces to happiness. So I invite us, those of us that have the tendency to disbelieve such ideas, of which I have myself very much been one, to distrust the idea of benevolence. If any of you recognize that, you're not alone. If you don't recognize that, you don't need to look for that trouble, right? Don't go searching for that one. You'll have other things to work with. But for those of us, if it pushes up the hindrance of distrust, aversion, fear, doubt, hate, just notice that, care for that, bring that in to the meditation, recognize it, and this will be also for your benefit. And lastly, at the very least, this will be an exercise in concentration, right? I will give you different things to pay attention to imagine. And this is a training in concentration. And more than that, the possibility that the heart recognizes the language of benevolence, of trust, that even if our mind says, no, this is all just dreamed up by me, that something in the heart is kind of bilingual. It can work in the realms of the rational and the logical and all the gifts that brings, and it has another language that it recognizes through resonance, through pulsating along. It recognizes a lot.
Okay. So, last thing. At a certain point, I will invite you to imagine a figure, human or more than human, alive or dead, fictitious, archetypal, real, any figure that if you imagine bringing them into this space, inviting them here, you're interested somewhat. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'd like to spend more time with them. When you imagine spending time with them, something in you relaxes, perhaps. Something in your heart says, yes, I'll do this. So take a moment before we begin to see who your body, who your heart of your body dreams up, that you may have known in this world or not have known. They may be a spiritual teacher. They may be from any tradition. They may not be known to anyone else. They may have been an exemplar of values that you hold dear. And if no one comes to mind, please cast your eyes upon the Buddha behind me, or the magnificent Kuan Yin at the back, with a crack right through their center. Land with one, and let it be an experiment, and let us play, serious but light play. So please take your seat, dear fellow human, breathing in, and breathing out. And let us begin by opening this stage, this imaginative play, by recalling the gesture, the mythical gesture of the Buddha, who reached down to touch the earth, who plugged his hand in to a bigger circuit board, who affirmed in his gesture on the night of awakening, through touching the earth, affirmed that he was not doing this on his own. That he called upon what is more than him to bear witness to this aspiration for freedom. And imagine, if you will, or really do it with your hand if you wish, plugging yourself in to a greater world than just little old me struggling, aspiring. We are not doing this alone. I'm letting the spine be upright. Letting your belly relax as much as they are able. Humbly inviting this otherness, this being, to work with you today. And just as in the poem last night, in the forest, it may be that you enter their world and ask to be known. You remember, we must go to the forest and ask to be known, to listen, to wait, to pause as we let down the defense and the momentum that gets us on the treadmill, stepping off, touching the earth. Breathing out, and breathing in. And let this figure arise however they want to arise. Maybe in front of you, or behind, or I don't know. It may be a visual image, it may not. Maybe their name or a vague sense of an otherness. That's fine. And sensing your backside on your cushion or your seat. Opening your body. 5 more percent. A little space under your armpits. And imagine the possibility that your body may soften in their presence. Let them see you. However they see, they may have eyes, they may not. I don't know. But they know you are there. And they communicate to you through their presence. It's you. It's you. It's you. As if they are the host, and you are the guest. It's you. I see you. They say in words or silently, but we get it somehow. Our body may soften a little bit. We might notice just a little bit that we concentrate a little more effortlessly. And as they sit with you, they communicate, I see you. May you be happy, dear pilgrim. May you know happiness. May you know deep happiness. You are equally worthy as any other to breathe out in safety. May you breathe out in safety and in ease. May you be safe and protected. And you can imagine, if you will, that they communicate this to you, and you open your body 5% more. And you can repeat any of the phrases that are resonant for you, as if coming from that being to you as a blessing. And they may have a gesture, how they communicate this to you. So I'll offer a few phrases. See which ones are resonant for you, which ones you want to stay with, and stay with one or two of how your heart wants to be met, how your humanness wants to be seen and related to. And linger with any resonances there may be. Sense your body and their response. It's you. Dear one, may you be so happy. May you be filled with happiness. May you be safe and protected. May no harm come to you. May all your agitation be soothed. May all the jumpiness of your heart be soothed. May you be able to breathe out in ease and safety. May you know that you are loved. May every cell of your body and heart be able to rest. May every cell of your body and heart be able to rest. May all your agitation be soothed. May all the jumpiness of heart be held. May any flattening of your soul be plumped out with friendliness. It's you. I see you, they say. I see your struggle, your pain, and your gifts. And your unfathomable depths, your noble aspiration, and yes, your pockets of shame and distrust and hate. It's all welcome. May you be safe and protected. And if there is one phrase that lands for you, opening your body to that phrase, like it's a blessing. Place no limit on what your heart might know as they open. It's a blessing. And if what arises is the shutting down, the distrust, the doubt, the cynicism, the hate, it's welcome, really welcome. See it, sense it, know it, and bring that into the space between you and the otherness. There's nothing wrong. In time, little pockets may surface to come into this field of metta. And just keeping it really simple for now. One phrase. And your job is to receive. To open your body 5% more. To plug into the richer circuit board And it might be that there's a part of your body that wants to be met with the gaze of kindness. Let that part of your body come forward into the space between you and the other. Stand still. The trees ahead and the bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger, must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers, I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again, saying, here. No two branches are the same to raven, no two trees are the same to wren. And if what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you're surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. And finding a respectful way to end with this intention of you and the other, in a way that's meaningful to you. Might be very simple or more elaborate. May we be able to meet ourselves with a kind gaze, with a gentle touch. May our agitation be soothed. May we be able to breathe out in safety. May all beings be able to breathe out in safety. And may we know we are loved. Thank you for joining the experiment. And if it's helpful for any of you, this conceiving of opening to practice, then pick it up, of course, from time to time during the retreat. And we'll offer more practices each afternoon for the heart. Thank you. So right now there is some small group meetings, the other three that didn't meet this morning. And supper, 5:15, sitting at 6:45, there's the opportunity for any members of the Black Indigenous People of Colour community, if they wish, to join the affinity set in M200.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.